fica. Something I just want to touch on. I think it was on Saturday that one person was shot and killed in Port Elizabeth. So this thing happens almost every day in South Africa. Every day people get shot, people are getting murdered, people are getting robbed, people are getting kidnapped. It's a normal thing in this country. So I can't understand that this person here, he got shot. Why are Muslim organizations writing about this particular shooting? Well, the other shootings they're not writing about. Or they may write in a general sense. This particular shooting, now why are they mentioning, no, it was wrong, who shot this person, and this and that. I can't understand. So here, that they must explain why they're writing. The thing is that this particular person, he was a promoter of all this LGBT. He was a self-confessed LGBT, and he was a priest for the LGBT people. It was an insult to the title imam to give that title to him. He's not an imam, he's a priest. Because this thing is to do with satanic things. So in Satanism too, you get priests, demonic priests. So he was like that, a demonic priest. Right? You see, one is if a person got his own personal guna, and he is acknowledging that, look, this is my sin, it's haram, it's wrong, Allah Pak must forgive me, it's my weakness. So that person, we say, is still a believer. But when a person is doing something that goes totally against the Quran Sharif, totally against the Shariat, and he's justifying it, and he is misinterpreting the verses of the Quran Sharif, and he's promoting it, then that person has lost his or her iman. Person has come out of the fold of Islam. Right? So, the aspect, see, there's few dimensions to this discussion. One is the murder itself, right? The killing, the shooting. So that happens every day in this country. There's nothing new in this country. Every day somebody is getting shot, somebody is getting mugged, somebody is getting stabbed. So I can't see why this became so unique now. Number two is the person who shot him. Was it right for him to shoot him or not? So we can't comment. We don't know who shot him. We don't know why he shot him. We don't know what's the situation. Right? So we can't comment on that. You're not getting involved in that. Whether it's good he got shot, we say very good. Very good he got shot. Allah Ta'ala dealt with him. From so many years, ulama tried to speak to him, tried to explain to him what you're doing is wrong. Tried to give him good ta'aneem and explain to him. He refused. He's arguing. He's justifying. So Allah Ta'ala dealt with him. And Allah Ta'ala got the ummah rid of him. The ummah got rid of him now. So very good that thing happened to him. Finished. He's gone now. And Allah Ta'ala make it that nobody else becomes another priest for LGBT. Now you get another group who are supposed to be people of Iman. Right? Today somebody sent me one message from some organization. I don't know whether it's an organization or what they are. There's a listing of plus minus 200 and some odd names. They are sympathetic towards the person. Not only sympathetic, giving him like a hero status. And wa na'uzu billah, calling him a shaheed. Astaghfirullah. And the ironic thing is, most of those people, they all got PhDs. This is why we say that this kuffar education, this is the natija. Your brains go away upside down. You stop thinking like a believer. You want to think like a politician. You want to think like what this kuffar system, how they want you to think, you want to think like that. So actually a whole thing, they put their names very proudly there. They should, it's a shameful thing. Shameful thing. A person who stands for something and promoted something that goes against humanity. And you putting your name there, condemning and praising him and putting him on a pedestal. Toba, toba, stop it. So, as I said to you, number one, I can't understand even why the ulama bodies are making special mention of this particular killing. Every day somebody is getting shot in this country. So why are they making special mention of this? Because he's not an imam. He's different thing. Some alim got shot or something who's serving deen. So now you make a special mention of it. Right? But a person who is promoting shaitaniyat. He's not a believer. He's not a mu'min. He's out of the fold of Islam. Right? Now somebody shot him. So many other people get shot. We don't mention them. So why are you mentioning him? Then I said to you, the person who shot him, now whether it was right for him to shoot him, not right for him to shoot him, extrajudicial killing, this story, it's not a Muslim country. So that way, we don't even know who did it. We don't know why he did it. We can't comment on all of that. That's the second part of it. Right? We make dua that person, Allah deals with him with mercy, whoever he is, and Allah protect him, keep him protected. If his niyat was right, Allah protect him and keep him protected. The third dimension is with regards to whether it was good this fellow got shot. So that we say, Alhamdulillah. Very good. He's out. I mean, tomorrow somebody go and shoot Netanyahu. You won't be happy. Very good. All these zalims of the world, they get shot and eradicated from the face of the world. Very good. So this fellow, somebody dispatched him to Jahannam. So Alhamdulillah, very good. We make shukr for that. And the last part is, we as mu'mineen, we can't be sympathetic towards him. And there's no way that we can say he's a shaheed. What kind of a shaheed is that? A person is not even a mu'min. How he's going to be a shaheed? And from here, what our ulama have been telling us from so long, that this kuffar education, watch out for it. Because that whole 200 and, I don't know, almost 250 names, all top qualifications they got. But akal kahan gayi? Where is the akal? So you study this whole kuffar system, you start thinking like them. You start breathing what they're breathing. You stop thinking like a mu'min. You're not keeping the deen and shariat in the front. So Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Keep us thinking straight. Keep our iman protected. Take us from the dunya with our iman intact. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.